The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Bad news, apparently, for marathon trainers out there. Some of you would have seen this headline in the Irish Independent today that running marathons could age men who are over 40, by as much as a decade. Well, Dominic Munnelly is a sports scientist and a personal trainer. Dominic, can you explain this to us? It kind of seems counterintuitive. I would have thought, you know, running marathons is good for you.
Yeah, in general, I suppose I'll preface this by saying I have run marathons and I'm also an athletics coach. So I kind of come a little bit more qualified on these sort of areas. So obviously, a certain amount of cardiovascular exercise, anything that's going to get the heart rate up, is going to obviously improve our overall health. But like with many things, and something actually we put in our book back in 2018 was a piece of research by Carl Levy. And they studied 14,000 runners. So this isn't exactly new research. It's maybe taking it into a slightly different area. But he showed that the optimum amount of running for health would be about 16 to 30K, 30K a week in terms of the distance. Mm. And that the more often that we run, the higher the intensity that we run. And like with a lot of things in life, you know, if you do it too hard too often, and with not enough recovery, then a lot of the benefits are lost. And I think what people tend to make the mistake in doing is that they equate being fit with being healthy. It's not the same thing.
Okay, so what is happening though that causes this premature aging? I mean, is it just simply the pressure that we're putting the system, the cardiovascular system, under, that it kind of wears it down a little bit?
Yeah. So in general, like to say, first of all, the study hasn't been fully peer-reviewed, so I don't know exactly yet. So we'll wait for that to come out. But what other doctors and cardiologists have said in the past is that you're going to experience a little bit more of an inflammation when we push the heart too hard too often and not using what we would recommend, which would be a polarized model of training, where 80% of your training sessions should be done at a low to moderate intensity, and only 20% are done at a high intensity. So what can happen with people who are pushing on for marathons is that they're working at too high of a capacity too often, or what they're doing is that they're living in what the father of polarized training, Steven Seiler, would call the black hole of training, which means that they're doing a lot of the training sessions in the middle part, in that sort of 70-85% zone of training, where they're not really going light enough for it to be a light session, and they're not pushing hard enough to do a hard session. Yeah. So therefore, they're never kind of, you know, running at the extremes.
Yeah, see, Dominic, this is you're describing me there now, right? Because I'm terrible for this. I could be told time and time again by experts like yourself to, you know, that there's a value in those much slower sessions, you know, and zone one and zone two, if that's how people want to do it, by heart rate, or they want to do it by pace, whatever it happens to be. And just, I just feel it's all counterintuitive. There's a voice in my head that says, sure, this is pointless running this slow. You can go a little bit faster, so you may as well go a little bit faster. And I end up doing exactly what you were saying not to do, everything about 80%.
Yeah, and again, like, I suppose you touched on two things. It's like, number one, heart rate. So if people want to check, they can use a very simple model, which again we included in our book, Move, Train, Nourish, which is the MAF or Phil Maffetone model, which is 180 minus your age. And that will kind of stick you in a fairly comfortable aerobic zone, and then put an actual heart rate strap on. Don't be judging it off a watch or a ring or a Whoop band that tells you what your heart rate is. They're generally quite inaccurate, and we've seen that in practice with a lot of the clients we work with. So we'll put that strap on. It gives two different, completely different readings. So that would be, I suppose, one thing. Secondly, it's men's. So this, again, if you look at the research that has come out, it's referred to men. It's not saying they see the same experiences with women. Mm. Why is that? Well, maybe it's because men can't follow instructions in general when it comes to doing something like that with their health. Like, you give a man instruction how to set up a TV, and you go, you know what, I have the instructions here, but you know what, I'm going to do it my way.
Exactly.
The most miserable way possible must be producing better results. So again, also, I suppose as well, touching on a previous point I made, is a very important point to remember. Where competition starts is where health ends. So we shouldn't equate something that is a very competitive activity with something that's going to be healthy. As soon as you veer into that competition side of things, we have to accept it is no longer healthy, And if you want to do it in a more healthy way, you need to take a little bit more of a moderate approach. So is there a problem in doing a marathon? No, there's probably not a major issue in people doing marathons. Is there a problem in people doing marathons for a type A personality that's maybe burning a rake of other fires in their life from, you know, lack of sleep, stress, poor diet, and they decide they're going to run a marathon on top of that? That's an abysmally terrible idea to do that, and to do that again with poor training, non-polarized model of training, not tracking your heart rate, it's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, so I have a hypothetical situation then, Dominic, I want to put you, completely hypothetical. Let's imagine there's a 39-year-old radio presenter who is training for a marathon this coming October in Amsterdam. Like I say, totally hypothetical, I'm not talking about anyone in particular, who is training for this marathon in Amsterdam. You're not necessarily saying, listen, don't do it, it's bad for you, it might be good for you, but just got to keep the training kind of in moderation, is it?
Yeah, and then also, like, you know, what we should be discussing is, like, there was a paper that came out last week that said, you know, that if we participate in doing a bit of strength training for 30 minutes twice a week, we'll reduce any cause of death by 20%. Like, that's huge. But I don't hear people talking about the benefits of strength training all
yeah,
the
sorry,
time.
Yeah, sorry, before I let you go, actually, sorry, Dan, because I'm sorry to cut across you, but that is something, and you see, and we all know them, you see kind of older men a lot of the time, it has to be said, running around, and they've been kind of runners, consistent runners all their lives, and they look like fellas who kind of got niggles and tweaks, and they just adjusted their gait so that it wasn't sore, and they kind of run like the Hunchback of Notre Dame now. They're so kind of crumpled up as they try to move about town. The benefit of strength training, explain to me a little bit about that.
Well, this is a whole topic I covered with actually another one of your fellow presenters and Trey Gilligan. And if people look up, we've put on entire workouts on YouTube. If you just search YouTube News Talk and then my name, it'll all come up. But if, let's say, we're participating in regular strength training as we age, we're going to reduce the amount of muscle loss or sarcopenia, which again has a knock-on effect for trips, falls, and then again any cause of, you know, degenerative disease. So we're, you know, all of those things are going to go down. Plus, if you get a guy, let's say, or girl, that as they get on, there's a bit more wear and tear in the body, which we all have, we have to accept it. Then we can do a bit of cross training and say, right, look, I can still run a little bit. I might just take that back a little bit. I'll get some strength training over here, or I'll do some circuit training so I can still get my heart rate up and get a little bit of strength training along the way as well in these other activities. So if we kind of take a little bit more of a mixed modal type approach, that's probably going to give us the best approach long term for, again, what's going to allow us to be a little bit more consistent and try not to make up with our lack of consistency in training with intensity when we do any form of activity that we do.
Dominic, I'll let you know down the line if that totally hypothetical 39-year-old radio presenter training for the Amsterdam Marathon heeds any of your good advice. Dominic Munnelly is a sports scientist and personal trainer. Dominic, an absolute pleasure. We'll get the news headlines. Here's Quisha.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.